something you can do at home, and probably won't hurt your phone. Out of necessity, once upon a time, I had to check a fuse, and oddly enough, didn't have a meter with me. It was a glass fuse, and you can do this with a number of fuses, the long glass fuses, some of the miniatures and so forth. You can actually use your phone to check to see if that fuse is good or not. And what you do is, you know, you're going to hold that fuse by your fingers on one end of the fuse. The other end, you're using it like a stylus on your phone. So if the phone doesn't react, so what you're doing, unless you're doing fingerprint, if it's a matter of putting a code in to unlock your phone, perfect, you know. You get to that screen there, you use a fuse to type in the numbers. If it works, the fuse is good. If it doesn't, yeah, you got a bad fuse. Works on my Android. Works on a couple of Apples I've come across, like the daughters, and just one of those little odds and ends. And 99% of the time, I have my meter with me at work. And by necessity, at one point, we couldn't trust it. Unfortunately, when you use a meter, once in a while the battery goes dead, right? Well, I wasn't a motor inspector, and the guy that was supposed to be doing that stuff, he didn't even leave the shanty with his meter. No tools, expecting me to have everything. Well, okay, that's what happened. I go through a lot of batteries for my meter and also test leads. And go figure, I can show you some veteran people, one guy in particular that's got more time than I do out there, that, that meter looks like it was just issued yesterday, you know. And when he did eventually have problems at some point, somehow it eluded him why the battery went dead. I'm sort of wondering that, you know. I'm not sure how old that meter is, but I wouldn't be surprised, 10 years old, 15 years old, but that's one of our sloths out there. But anyway, yeah, that's something you can actually try if you got some blown fuses around. I know at least one of us around here has a collection of them, and I know I've got a collection of a few blown fuses, and what it is it holds the pieces together on the fuse holders I have in my junk box. Stuff like that. So there's a good reason for me to have a few, you know, save a few of those and put them somewhere. And, but anyway,